The scripture for this morning, Psalm 119, verses 129 to 131. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, I longed for thy commandments. And it's so exciting. As I walked in the building this morning, I was kind of aglow with the psalm, the reading this morning from the psalm, Psalm 119. It just invigorates you, just enlightens you and invigorates you, makes you love the Lord, makes you love His Word. And I walked in, and the lady in the red shirt over there at this table is just as glowing as I am. And she said to me, wasn't the psalm wonderful this morning? And we share, yes, it's wonderful. It is absolutely exciting. And as I looked into some of these words, I saw why it was so exciting to me. Thy testimonies are wonderful. What does wonderful mean? It means it's a miracle. His testimonies are a miracle. Hey, I even had a testimony this morning about what he did. It was a miracle. He's a miracle, marvelous God. And they bring light to us. It means they illuminate us. They bring happiness. That word can be translated into happiness. When we give ourselves to God and His Word and what He has to say about things, it brings us happiness. And honest to goodness, I experienced happiness with Paula this morning as we were sharing about the goodness of His Word. It was exciting. And they bring understanding. The Hebrew word is beni, and it means to separate, to distinguish, to discern between what is right and what is wrong, to inform us, to instruct us, and to teach us. Amen. The Word does all those things for us. And then I got down to this, the last part of the verse, and it says, I opened my mouth and panted. Well, panted is an old English word. We don't use it. We pant for something today. You know, if you said that in a crowd, when you're with people at Rotary or in a business meeting, whoo, you are really weird. Panted, what does it mean? Well, it's a marvelous word, and it's so full. It's, the word in Hebrew is shafa, and it means to inhale. Do we ever go to the Word of God and want to inhale it? Yes! We want to inhale His word, to covet it, to hasten, to devour it. I love it. To devour His Word. To snuff it up. People are snuffing up lots of stuff today that's not good for them. They're snuffing up cocaine and whatever else they snuff. And it's not good for them. But when we go to the Word of God wanting to snuff it up, it invigorates us. It enlightens us. It enables us to discern between what is good and what is bad. So I want to snuff up His Word, and it means to swallow it up. We want to swallow up His Word to us. Amen. And then it says, for I long for thy commandments. That word longed is really a simple word. It means I desired them. I desired them. So instead of not wanting to go to the Bible, we want to go to the Bible because look what it will do for us. Look what His Word will do for us and help us to walk in His ways. And Ed, we're going to stand and we're going to say the verse together. Then our first song this morning is We've Got the Keys of the Kingdom. This is a key to the kingdom. Having this understanding is a key to the kingdom. And it's not what we do. It's how we receive what He's done for us. Amen. That's the key of the kingdom. A key of the kingdom is receiving His finished work. He said on the cross, and I believe we read that in our reading in John this morning, says, it is finished. It is finished. Now what we have to do is receive that finished work that He's provided for us. So let's stand and let's say the verse together. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, For I longed for thy commandments. We've got the keys of the kingdom.
Amen.
Is that right, Pastor
Kim? That's right,
Kim?
We sure do.
Let's sing about it.